You're listening to the audio production of Evidence That Demands a Verdict, Audio Bible Study, by Josh McDowell and Sean McDowell, published by Thomas Nelson and presented by the authors. The Audio Bible Studies series provides a unique audio learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, Evidence That Demands a Verdict includes high-quality live audio sessions from the author that cover important Bible-based topics. These sessions will reflect the ambience of the unique recording locations, immersing the listener into the teaching.
Welcome to the Evidence That Demands a Verdict Bible Study. We're thrilled that you're going to be joining us for these six sessions. We're going to look at some of the biggest, most important questions in life, such as, can we know truth? Did Jesus rise from the grave? Is Jesus really God? And can we trust the Bible as being reliable? Looking forward to going on that journey with you. Now, before we jump into today's topic, I think it might be helpful if you would kind of frame this series for us by sharing really your journey, your story that led you to kind of question the Christian faith and ultimately become a Christian and write Evidence That Demands a Verdict.
We all have a story. Mine started as a young kid in a small town about 1800. Growing up, my father was a town alcoholic. And if you've ever had an alcoholic parent, every day of your life you have shame. And literally, when he was trying to kill my mother, I was trying to kill him. And then from 6 to 13 years of age, for 7 years, every single week, once or twice a week, I was homosexually raped by a man by the name of Wayne Bailey. And it just about destroyed everything in my life, and my own parents wouldn't stop it. And so by the time I got to university, I was bitter, I was angry, I was hurt, I was wounded, and I was mad. And when I saw some Christians at the university, their lives were different. So, of course, out of curiosity, I said, come on, what changed your lives? And this young lady just looked me right in the eye and said two words I never thought I'd hear in the university. She just said, Jesus Christ. And I lit into them. I'm sick and tired of that religion, the church, the Bible, Christianity, and Christians. And then I couldn't believe it. They challenged me right there to intellectually, to use my mind, to examine two things, the Bible's being true and the Word of God, and Jesus Christ being the Messiah, the Son of God, which I thought was one big joke. But to shut them up, I accepted their challenge. And in the process, I became a believer. And what brought me to Christ was two things. One was the evidence. The evidence showed me that the Bible was true and Jesus Christ is the Messiah. But that didn't bring me to Christ. All that did was get my attention. What brought me to Christ was the love of God. When I saw in the scriptures that if I was the only person in the world, Christ still would have died for me. So it was actually the love of Christ that brought me to Christ, but it was the evidence that showed me that it was true.
So really, in a sense, this series is about learning to love people. It's not about getting into arguments. It's not about getting online and taking something you've heard and proving that as a point is right or wrong. Really, what apologetics is, which is this series is about, is kind of clearing away stumbling blocks that people have on their journey to Christ. So really, this is a way of loving people. Now, my story obviously would be quite different than your story.
I hope so.
Yeah, definitely. Growing up in a Christian home, honestly, I never remember the moment where I first became a Christian. I just remember always believing it made sense. In fact, I probably...